This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, down the stretch, man. Two left. Rangers tonight at home. Tomorrow at Tampa Bay. Paul Maurice, Florida Panthers head coach, joins us this morning. Coach, good morning. How you doing?
Real good, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Coach, I want to start with this. You have done an unbelievable job of still trying to win games. You've won three straight. Resting guys that are banged up a little bit, getting them out of the lineup. And keeping this thing rolling pretty damn well here recently. I just thought what you've done, I don't know how you decide. I got a feeling a lot of your guys like playing all the time and probably aren't real honest with you with injury. How do you handle that?
You know what? They're pretty good. And as you get to a little older team, a little more veteran team, they understand the difference between having to play every night and playing with pain. And none of these guys are casual. So nobody's looking to come out of the lineup. But our schedule's dictated it, Joe. Like, with three sets of back-to-backs this month, we're going to play 9 games in 15 days. So nobody feels good right now. They're all beat up, but not, you know, we've got a real good handle on our injuries. There's certain guys that you'll take out, and they'll say, hey, can I play anyway? And you just say, no, you can't. You don't give some guys the option because they play every night. But what really has happened is we've had, with the trade deadline, we added some good players. We got a great coach in our American Hockey League, Jordy Kinnear, and his staff. So these guys that we bring up, like Puljujärvi and Asplund and Megna, they know the systems to a T, so they can go out and just play and fit right in. So we got good depth here. And with the lineup that we've put on the ice our last three wins, it hasn't been our best lineup, but it's been a good lineup. It's been a good team. So we've been able to play well and start to build that confidence heading into the playoffs.
Have you already decided how you treat these last two games, Coach, as far as who play? Okay.
So we've got a lineup for tonight. I am going to take three guys out of the lineup. But those guys, and it's mostly the Lundell line, they've played every game in April. They need a night off because it's just too egregious in a schedule for them to play. And then pending the outcome of tonight's game, we'll either bring basically everybody into Tampa or we'll take the biggest minute players that we have out. So we have two lineups based on health, and we do have a plan for the next two.
All right, so I get asked all the time, and I'm sure you do too, so don't get mad at me going, really, I answer this for
good.
Matthew Tkachuk, how's you expect him back? You feel good about him being back for the start of the playoffs?
I don't know the answer. This week is a really important week for it. It's not that far off. If he's not, he's very, very close. So we're not missing this by 2 weeks, right? It might be a day or two to a full push. So what will happen is he'll amp up to full skates and hard skates toward the end of this week and middle to the end of this week. And as he goes through those, how quick he recovers the next day will be the key thing. So if he comes in and there's no soreness the next day, then he's right and he'll be ready to go. If he's got a little residual soreness, we may have to hold another day or two, but he's not that far off.
You got to feel really good about getting guys rested, even if they have extended time off, knowing these guys have played so much at a high level over the last couple of years. I'm guessing a lot of confidence.
I'm not worried about that. Like, even you go back 2 years ago, Sam Bennett missed the last 2 months of the season, jumped into the middle of the Boston series and didn't look like he missed a game. We don't have any young players that are injured that don't know what they've got to do or what the game is like. You can't explain the playoffs to a young player, but a veteran guy knows exactly what he's stepping into and knows how to prepare for that. So I'm excited. You know, what you hope for is at some point you get to see your whole team healthy and ready to go, and then We'll get Aaron Ekblad for game three of the first round, and it'd be great to put our entire back end together to see what they look like.
Hey, Coach, I was going to ask, because I was asked this, and I didn't have an answer. I always hate when I have to tell some guy, a sports guy, I have no clue. So you've been suspended. I know Ekblad is now practicing with you. What did he do the rest of the time? Is he still allowed to come around or go to the practice facility when you guys aren't around?
In Aaron's suspension, he's not. So he has use of the facilities, but not at the time that any players, coaches, or trainers would be there. Obviously, they have somebody here just to make sure that things are set up for him, but he stays away, and then he comes back in full 10 days approximately before his first game. And then, you know, the one, Aaron Ekblad is a very, very fit man and drives himself very hard. So there's no problem with that. He comes back in 10 days is a lifetime for a guy like that to prepare. He's going to be right and ready at the start.
All right, so Marchand finally got a goal the other day, and I know you've raved about him, and so has everybody else. His knowledge, he comes right in and fits in, and he's given a lot of knowledge. He's played in a lot of big games. How big has he been so far to this team for you?
It's all, you know, when we look at it going forward, we're very excited about it. The most important thing when you get a player like this in, because he's been a star player in our league, and he's not, you know, 25 anymore. So you're looking for the right fit. And if you view him a little bit as Vladimir Tarasenko, who had won a cup before he had gotten to us, finding the right guys for him to play with is the key piece. And I'm very excited about what we've seen with Lustrun and Lundell and Marchand. Great players make the people around them better, but also kind of make them change the way they view the game a little bit. So we've always thought there's more offense with Lundell and Ristorano. They're just so honest and so conscientious defensively. Sometimes you get into that mode, that role, and you stop thinking about the offensive side of the game. And Brad will do both. He's going to play real hard. He's going to be real physical. And that'll draw those two players into that. But he's also looking to score goals. And it changes the way they think a little bit. And it's been good. Like, Lustrun is sort of game winner. Lundy's been in on some goals. Marcy scored one. So the three of them looking at each other going, hey, we can be a real good line here. So I'm excited about that. I think he's found his spot and found a place for him to play.
You know, another guy, the more I watch, the more I love, and I think a lot of people, Samuskevich and what he's been able to do. I know he's a former first-round pick just a couple years ago, but that's kind of what a first-round pick looks like right there, Coach.
Yeah, usually it takes a few years. Like, I don't know that I've had a young player come in. So all of these first-round picks, with the exception of a rare defenseman, but they all come in as very, very skilled, high-offense guys. And it usually takes them 2 or 3 years to realize there's a whole other piece to the game that you got to be good at for us to have any chance to win. And his curve has been incredible. Like, he's played on our fourth line for the first half of the year, but he did all the hard things the fourth line does, and then he transferred that to each line. So now he's played with everybody. I've never had a young man come in and accept the hard parts of the game as quickly as he did. He's led our team in hits certain nights. He's battled. He's taken some huge hits and got up and continued to play. Those are the things that he'll learn. There are certain hits you have to take, and there's a whole bunch of hits you don't need to take, so don't put yourself in that position. And he's going to learn that as he goes. But I'm not fighting this young man to do hard things. You know, they come in and say, I just got to play my game, and they fade away from the play, and they go to scoring areas, and that's all pretty, and they generate some points, but it doesn't really help us win a whole whack of a lot. But he's really, to his credit, he's come in and turned himself into a really skilled but hardworking player.
I always wonder, Verhaeghe's used to scoring, and matter of fact, during the playoffs, scoring big, big goals. He went through a little drought there. He just recently started scoring again. Do you ever have to go to those guys, or do you just figure he scored enough in this league, I don't worry about him, or do you just keep firing, man?
Yeah, well, you know what? I think no matter how good your team is, there's probably 5 or 6 guys that you're working with every single day about trying to get them to a game that the level that they should be at. And when you look at his year, was similar. Like, Sam Bennett was scoring earlier in the year, but Mathieu really wasn't, and that line wasn't great for us. But the other three lines were playing so darn well, we were winning a bunch of games. So he kind of, his stats kind of took a beating almost fairly early in the year. It didn't happen for him. His plus minus got killed because we had so many games that we gave up empty net goals at the end of games that his plus minus got beat up. And then they got to a stretch of hockey where, let's just get the playoffs going, you know. So I really liked his last game, maybe better than most that he's played this year. He scored a great goal, but it looked like Carter Verhaeghe, but he was winning his battles again. I think Carter plays with such an intensity. I'll tell you, Joe, I started watching this hockey team play 4 years ago, 2 years before I got here. And the first time in the first round, they lost to the Tampa Bay Lightning 4 years ago. And I had no idea who this guy was. And he was the best player on this team for me by far. So he has that playoff game and he can wind himself up. And I'm not worried about him at all. I'm more kind of the coaches kind of shepherd a guy like that through the season. It's a new season for everybody. We're coming off two long years. We won the Stanley Cup. So more just keeping him kind of in the lines because we have complete confidence in his ability when he hits the playoffs.
Well, I'll finish you with this one. Looks like Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
First round, here we go. It's such a great rivalry, man. Guys truly don't seem to care for each other in a good way. Very competitive. They've won championships. You won since you've here. You had your Tkachuk come in, and number one thing he says, we're going to start beating Tampa Bay. They better get used to it. It was awesome.
Yeah.
And what's your thoughts on potentially opening with those guys?
We're so similar in pedigree, but also they added a couple players at the trade deadline. We did as well. They're a good team. We're probably going to finish within 2 points of each other. And what you hear in the National Hockey League, probably all pro sports in the last, is finding that right matchup in the first round, right? Well, you want to finish here. You want home ice so that you can play against this team. And I think for our team, that's like the most foolish way to think about this. The team, the hardest challenge you have in the first round, and for us, go back 2 years, that was one of the best teams in the history of the NHL, the Boston Bruins. That series, it was so difficult, is a big part of the reason why we won the Cup last year. And then last year, we hit Tampa, and that team we hadn't beat before in the playoffs. So the challenge of the first round is you probably want to play the hardest team you possibly can, because if you, but things that you learn in that round will propel you for the rest of the playoffs. I truly believe that. The idea that you would get an easy match in the first could be your kiss of death. So you go and you outmatch a team because they finished eighth, or you're just better than they are, and you win in five. You say, great, we're rested, but you've learned nothing. You've learned nothing about hockey or how hard it's going to be. One of these two teams is going to win the first round and have then, after that, a legitimate chance to win the Stanley Cup. And that's what you want your first round to be, as hard as you possibly can, because what you'll learn will be the key for you having a chance to win.
Coach, what a great way to finish. Thank you so much for finding time between back-to-back games. I really appreciate you coming on this morning.
Anytime.
Good luck.
Yeah. Anytime, Joel. Thank
you
very
right,
much.
Thank you. Man. Paul Maurice, Florida Panthers. Head coach, man, and the best I've ever seen at the parade thing. Best I've ever seen. Best I've ever. I gave him a standing ovation, and I had about 12 beers. What, Woody, was I at about 12 beers when you saw me giving a standing ovation in there? We've got the 9 o'clock hour coming up, man. Coach is fantastic. Good stuff with the head coach of the Florida Panthers. Damn, I love that guy. All right, hey, right now I want to talk to you about a couple other guys I really care a lot about. Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah, the partners of Cohen and Judah, injury law firm, personal injury attorneys in Plantation. Same partners who handle your case from start to finish, more than 30 years of experience each, big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results, small enough just to call you back. See, I just want to say this, communication's a big thing, especially when you've been injured. And you've trusted somebody you've seen on TV or heard on the radio and you decided to go with them. And you know they're not handling your case, you know some another attorney in the law firm is, which is fine. Except they don't get back to you. They don't give you updates. How am I doing, man? I'm hurting over here. I've been injured. I'm not feeling great. Nobody's talking to me. You start to feel like you're not a priority. And if you're feeling that in any law firm here in South Florida, it's time to call Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah, period. These dudes do care about you. They care about communication. They'll get a hold of you and call them on a weekend. Somebody asks you and your family, how are we doing? Let's go call them right now. They're there for you, man. They are there for you. Check the reviews, man. Partners who you can always reach, always taking care of you. Go to CohenandJudah.com. Learn more. 866-324-7333. That's 866-FAIR-FEE. And remember this, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work. You hire them to do.